You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Experience the loss of a life partner is absolutely devastating, especially when you have young children. Erica Kozel lost her husband Jim to a debilitating neurological disease in June of 2014, and from her experiences, she was inspired to write When Miracles Aren't Enough, The Lessons Tragedy Taught Me. Welcome, Erica. Thanks so much for being here. And I understand that your new book goes into 11 practices, practical and inspirational lessons that you learned during your husband's battle with Lyme disease.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm probably most proud about in terms of that book is that my now 9-year-old son contributed some insights, and my now 7-year-old daughter did the illustrations. So it was really this nice family healing experience that we went through. But it's really neat to get the kids' perspective on what they learned as a result of going through this too.
Absolutely. Can we go into some of those lessons?
Yeah, of course. I think one of the things that my kids, since I was just talking about that, that my kids highlighted to me was when I asked them, you know, what did you learn as a result of this experience with Daddy? Some of the things that they said were sort of random at first. And when I was writing them all down, and then I went back and I looked at them, and I realized that the common thread to their perceptions was that everybody matters. Every individual life matters. So every single statement that they said, and they came up with about 10 or 11 between the two of them, and every single one that they centered on was basically, your life matters. You make a difference. And I just thought that was so, so neat.
So profound, especially for little ones to even to share with that, you know,
yes.
About that kind. Wow. And then, you know, these tips that you do give, if they're simple stress saving tips, really, that you can do every day.
Yeah. And, you know, some of these things you've heard before, although, again, in the context of the bigger picture, there's a slight twist. So, for example, regardless of which article you read or whose autobiography you read, or the common thread to people who have gone through something really bad, in my opinion, seems to be focusing on gratitude and focusing on something. It doesn't have to be huge, but just a little something every day. And what I sort of learned as a result of my ordeal is that it's more than just saying, oh, I'm really happy the sun's shining today. It's been raining for days and days. Or, you know, I'm just so thrilled that my husband got a good health report because it's been so yucky over the past many months. It's more than that. It becomes the way in which our brains work and the way in which we learn and sort of reinforce our beliefs is by engaging in different modalities. So rather than just thinking it, needing to express it verbally, so saying it to your buddy or saying it to your children, and if you can write it, so some people keep a gratitude journal, that's perfect. I blog, and a lot of my blogs have this common theme of being grateful, even for small things or sometimes for huge things. But when you engage in those different kinds of modalities, again, it sort of reinforces and it makes you become more and more resilient. And so rather than having to really think hard what was good about today when it was such an awful day, when you first engage in this, it becomes second nature. And again, it's a very minor thing, but it makes all the difference in the world.
I love what you're saying because what I understand, you know, I share with my patients, use all of your senses to do everything. When you're learning, when you're engaging with your friends or your children, you know, you use your smell sense, your eyes and looking at it, use your voice. And often I ask people to actually journal into a microphone, you know, their little iPhone. And that's what it sounds to me, is that when you do that, you build an energy of positive aliveness. Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then I think coupled with that, too, you sort of hinted to it, is this idea that you have to be still sometimes. So, you know, we live in such a crazy, fast-paced world that if we don't pause and sort of reflect, and again, do these different tricks to force us to pause, is really a wonderful way to be able to process and think about things. When you're going through a really hard time, sometimes the tendency is to do, because that's all you know what to do, and it takes your mind off of things, and it helps you not worry so much. But I actually think that is not such a great thing to do. Sometimes, you know, you're in survival mode, and that's all you can do. I understand that. But when you get past the point that you can breathe a little bit, even 5 minutes of just sitting and being still and sort of thinking about what I call a broader term perspective. So don't just focus on today and today being awful, but what's the broader perspective? What's the global perspective? So over the course of this week or over the course of this month, I know this, and this is a good thing. And again, kind of processing all of that reinforces the positiveness.
Got it. That's great, great tip there, strategies here. Now, you've talked about also in your book, Rebounding Game Plans?
That's on my website. So if you go
to
bouncetoresilience.com, when all of this started happening with my late husband years ago, we decided that there had to be some good that we could take from this. And so we came up with these short and sweet game plans, as we call them. And what's neat about that page and sort of ideas that we have is that my husband, who's now deceased, contributed. So you can actually read some of his thoughts on some of the strategies that we employed to, again, be positive and focus on as much togetherness as we could and really trying to embrace everything in the moment, which sounds so sort of trite, and I don't mean for it to be, but I have learned, I'm so much better at it. I'm still not great at it, but I have learned to focus much more on the present than worrying about the future or regretting the past or, you know, I should have, could have, would have in the past.
Right. You know, it's obviously with your husband gone, Jim gone, you're now the main caregiver of the family. How's that been going?
You know, it's been going really well. I think because we have had such support, I feel very, very grateful for very kind neighbors and friends and family members who would come in and stay with us for a few weeks at a time. I think we had time to sort of go through all the craziness while we had some help in the house. And now that it's much more quiet, you know, we've kind of gotten in some nice routines and we sort of have a new normal. But the, you know, not having that emotional support of a spouse is probably the hardest part. But the kids seem to be doing great. And so whenever I sort of start to feel sad, I just focus on the kids. And again, that gives me good perspective.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, anytime you lose a life partner, that's going to be, he's in your heart and the heart of your children as well. Really, really exceptional information and very inspirational. Erica, thanks so much for being here. Again, your website is called what?
BounceToResilience.com.
BounceToResilience.com. When miracles aren't enough, the lessons tragedy taught me. Now, this is Dr. Erica Kozel. Her book that's been out, and everyone get it if you've been through any forms of tragedy. And a lot of those strategies, tips and strategies that you've given are just, it can be not for people, you know, who's had tragedy, but for anyone, I think, Erica, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because we all face stress, right? We really do. And if we haven't been hit with something hard, it's going to come, because that's just life.
That's right. That's exactly it. That's life. And we want to make this life the best we can. Erica, thanks again. Thank you so much. Bounce to Resilience is the website. When miracles aren't enough, the lessons tragedy taught me. This is her book. Thanks again. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Wellness for Life. Until next time, stay well.